say this thing, you mentioned that you used iron, this ironware or whatever to cook in. Something that you would fry eggs in or a piece of ham, you just call that a
skillet.
Heard it called anything else for that?
Frying pan.
Frying pan. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know if you see these around here or not, but maybe out in the yard you'd have these great big black, I guess, cast iron things.
Yeah, but we call them wash pots.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that besides wash pot that you have? Mm-hmm. Or say this.
We would put fire in them, and I don't know the. That's all, Mama, we ever called it, was a wash pot.
What about something that you would boil tea in that has a little spout on it? You call that a
teapot.
Teapot.
Uh-huh.
What about a? You might have seen pictures of one hanging in a fireplace. You know, a smaller version. I guess you could put some kind of soup or something like that.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
What about kettle? What does that mean to you?
The kettle to me was the kind that you put on the stove.
Yeah.
To boil water was all.
So you probably wouldn't call a wash pot a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another container that you would use, well, say if you were growing flowers, you'd grow flowers in a
flower pot.
And if you wanted to display them in the house, that way you put that in a cut flowers, you put in a
vase.
But you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about some very, you know, just common everyday utensils that you eat with? You'd use a
spoon, fork, knife.
Mm-hmm. Or say if you have a steak, you'd probably have a set of steak.
Yeah, when you have steak. Who has steak in
it?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You just, do people have a set of match steak?
Steak knife?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What about this expression, since we're talking about eating steak, after you had eaten your steak, what would you say you did to the dishes to get them clean?
I washed the dishes.
And then to get the soap suds off, you would
rinse them.
Is rinse it? Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Mm-mm.
Would that be the same as scalding the dishes? Ever heard people say
no,
that?
It wouldn't be the same.
What is
yeah, we scalded the dishes when we were growing up, but what it was, we didn't have running water in the house. We put a dish pan on the stove. And you had two dish pans. You had a wash dish pan. You wash the dishes in, and then you had another dish pan on the stove, boiling, and that's how you rinsed them. After you, one person washed, the other one put it through the scalding water. You sort of dip them down in there to get the soap suds off.
Did you use a kind of rag, a rag or cloth when you were washing the dishes?
Mm-hmm. A dish rag.
What about to dry?
Dry cloth.
And what do you bathe your face with?
That's wash rag.
Wash rag.
It's the towel.
You mentioned a minute ago having a faucet outside. What about the thing over your sink that the water comes out of? You'd call that
a faucet. It's still a faucet.
Still a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever heard people use any other term?
Mm-mm.
Okay, what about this on a portable water container, you know? That you probably
spout.
See.
Spout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about spigot or spigot?
I've heard it, but I don't think it's used. If it is, I don't ever remember it being used that much in this area. It's always been a faucet.
Very cold weather around here. Do you ever have trouble with your pipes, you know, your plumbing?
Uh-huh. Some of them if you're off the ground.
What about, say, if you got up in the morning and you tried to turn on the water and nothing came out.